إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد my dear brothers and sisters, today alhamdulillah يوم العرفاء, our brothers and sisters are standing in the Maidan, in the field of Arafat, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, making du'as to him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raising their hands in the praise and glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in asking him for all that they need, seeking his protection and his bounty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu likes this so much that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws the attention of those close to him in the muqarrabun of the malaika and shows them and points out to them these slaves of Allah, these people who are standing there in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to worship him on this day of Arafah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all their du'as. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept their hajj and to reward them as he promised with complete forgiveness of all sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all that they ask and then to give them more from his bounty and his generosity, which has no boundaries. My brothers and sisters, the whole Ibadah of Hajj is a commemoration and an honor for the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this Hajj something that is meant to remind all of mankind about Ibrahim alayhi salam and to remind them of that quality of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which was the quality of complete and total submission and obedience to Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَإِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, no argument, no discussion, no hesitation of any kind. His Rabb said to him, Aslim. His Rabb said to him, submit. Qala aslamtu. He said, I have submitted. My brothers and sisters, this is the quality of the Muslim. The quality of the Muslim is to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This is not unthinking submission. This is not illogical submission. This is the most logical and the most rational submission, because the Muslim understands who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is. It is the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which permeates the heart of the Muslim, the mind of the Muslim, every cell of his body, every drop of his blood, where he submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joyfully because he understands. There's no blind faith in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدُوْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبْعَانِ. He said, introduce yourself in this way, O my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Introduce yourself in this way by saying, this is my way. I invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, with wisdom, with proof, with insight. There's no blind faith. There's no blind faith. It's faith with understanding. So it's submission with understanding. And Ibrahim alayhi salam is the best example that we have, the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the Muslims the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The symbol of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the whole ibadah of Hajj a commemoration of that. It begins with tawaf of the Kaaba, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Ibrahim alayhi salam to construct. And Ibrahim alayhi salam built the Kaaba and Ismail alayhi salam with him. And when they finished the work, the submission of Ibrahim alayhi salam is such that he didn't expect reward as a matter of right. He said, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. He said, oh Allah, accept this from us. You don't have to accept. There is no compulsion on you to accept. We have made the ibadah, we have made the effort, but it is your sole discretion and right to accept or not to accept. So Allah, please accept this from us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And you are the one who hears and the one who knows, who has the knowledge. And accept our tawbah, because you are the one who forgives all sins. See the beauty of this dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the submission that comes through with doing good things. We are not talking here about making tawbah after committing sin. We are talking here about making tawbah after doing a good thing. So what is this tawbah? This tawbah is a symbol of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a symbol of ubudiyyah. And that is the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the grandson of Ibrahim alayhi salam, his descendant, and the last and final of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, and the Imam of the Anbiya, and the Sayyid of the Mursaleen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I make istighfar 70 times. And the Sahaba said, we have sometimes counted him making istighfar over 100 times in a day. Once again, istighfar, not because of committing sins, but istighfar as a symbol of obedience, as a symbol of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acknowledging His supremacy, acknowledging His inviolable right and His power and qudrat to do whatever He wants, including rejecting our deeds if He wishes. And why will Allah reject our deeds? Allah will not reject our deeds, inshallah. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the hearts, and that is where the intention comes in. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commemorated the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam by giving him this honor of constructing the Kaaba. And this is what he did after constructing the Kaaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to call the Adhan. And Ibrahim alayhi salam called the Adhan, and people came, and people come to this day. They come from all corners of the world. They come only and only for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. Ibrahim alayhi salam was ordered to leave his son. And this is where the test after test after test of the life of the blessed life of this Nabi of Ibrahim alayhi salam is before us. Test after test. It never ends until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in a manner that pleases him and as only he can give. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, it's a test. He is asked, he gets a son after making dua at an advanced age, and Allah knows best what his age was, but at an advanced age. And this son, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders him to go take his wife and that son and leave them in a barren place, in the middle of nowhere. Wadi zi zar'in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, a valley which had no cultivation, which had nothing in it. Absolutely barren place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go leave them there. And Ibrahim alayhi salam does not argue. Ibrahim alayhi salam doesn't ask. Ibrahim alayhi salam does not have any resistance. His Rabb says, leave, he leaves. And then we come to his wife, our mother Hawa alayhi salam, Hajra alayhi salam, where see her submission. Here is a husband leaving her in the middle of nowhere. Apparently, a place where the chances of survival are very, very, very few. Almost no apparent signs of survival, no apparent sign to say that they will actually be able to exist in that place. Husband leaves her and walks away, does not even say anything. And she's asking a question, are you doing this because your Rabb ordered? So he just nods his head. And her response is that then your Rabb will not allow us to perish. If he ordered, then he will not allow us to perish. Lesson for us, my brothers and sisters. What is it our expectation about the orders of our Allah Jalla Jalalu? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, eat halal, do not eat haram, earn halal, do not earn haram, do not borrow on interest, what is our reaction? We feel that if you don't borrow on interest, you're going to perish. here is this lady who's told to leave her son and leave, whose husband leaves her son, leaves her and her son in this place where there's no apparent sign that they will survive. But her yaqeen is such that she says, if your Rabb ordered that, no harm can come to us. Reminder again. And then she makes sa'i. She makes effort. She doesn't just sit there and say, all right, so you asked my husband to leave us here, so feed us. No. She does her part. And this is the whole concept of sabr in Islam. Of doing your part completely and fully, having then after that, having the complete yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu will help. Not sitting around and waiting for help to come, but making the complete effort and then having reliance on Allah. Tawakkul is the tawheed of the heart. Tawakkul is tawheed of the heart, because otherwise the heart gets involved and we feel that whatever is happening is because of my effort, and that is shirk. It's a shirk of a particular kind. To save yourself from that shirk, we need tawakkul. Tawakkul on Allah. That we know that all of this effort of mine, alhamdulillah, I did it because this is hukm of Allah, but I have no reliance that this is the effort which is going to bear fruit. The effort itself cannot bear fruit. The fruit will come from the hukm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And that is the meaning of tawakkul. And that's why I say tawakkul is the tawheed of the heart. So Hajar alayhi salam runs from one hill to other, from Safa to Marwa, Marwa to Safa, back and forth. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ordered to repeat this exercise. And this was made into a rukun of the Hajj. The tawaf is made into a rukun of the Hajj, into a pillar of the Hajj. The sa'i is made into a pillar of the Hajj. Hajar alayhi salam did it for a reason. We have to do it. And our reason is that she did it. Our reason is that she did it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored her by taking her action and converting it into an ibadah, converting it into an action of worship, not only for herself, but for all of mankind who comes after her until the Day of Judgment. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then took the travel of Ibrahim alayhi salam, his du'as, and it's my belief that the travel to Arafat and the du'a in Arafat is again a commemoration of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, because Ibrahim alayhi salam was a traveler, and Ibrahim alayhi salam was a man who made du'a. No one made du'a like Ibrahim alayhi salam, illa Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, where there was this conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this beautiful connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalilullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his khalil, and he took Ibrahim alayhi salam as his khalil. Khalilullah, the closest of Allah's people to him, and they spoke to him and they talked to him, and he replied and responded to them. And after Arafat, when we come back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commemorated even the places where shaitan tempted Ibrahim alayhi salam, where he tried to distract him by creating the jamarat there which are stoned. We stoned them, Ibrahim alayhi salam stoned them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the jamarat to be stoned by all Muslims till the Day of Judgment in memory of Ibrahim alayhi salam stoning the shaitan and throwing rocks at him to chase him away. And Muslims throw rocks at shaitan to chase him away in commemoration of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Lesson for us is to throw rocks at shaitan throughout our lives. Every time he comes and tempts, every time he comes and tries to distract, we throw rocks, not physical rocks, but rocks in terms of turning away from him, rocks in terms of denying him, rocks in terms of chasing him away. And then finally, the sacrifice of Ismail alayhi salam, Zabihullah, the one who was sacrificed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala culminated the ibadah of Hajj by this qurbani, by this udhiyah, and by this sacrifice that is done in commemoration of Ibrahim alayhi salam's sacrificing of his son. Imagine the test. Imagine what kind of a test. How can we even imagine that test? But the test is what? It's a test again of ta'alluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to connect with me, sacrifice for me then that which is closest to you. And what is closest to you? That which distracts you from me. Because that thing, that love of that thing is pulled so much that momentarily it distracts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam his life is the misdaq of this ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, sacrifice and spend from what we have given you the best of it, the most beautiful of it, that which you love the most. If you want to reach the level of taqwa and piety, you cannot reach the level of taqwa and piety until, conditional statement, until you sacrifice, until you give in the path of Allah that which you love the most. Lesson for us is not a sacrifice of children, but lesson for us is to sacrifice all those things that distract us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For some people it is sleep that does not allow you to wake up for tahajjud. For other people it is money, it is name and fame and family and whatnot. Is to remove all of these distractions. Removing does not mean chase them away. Removing does not mean leave the family. Removing means remove the distraction from your heart and connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purely and with sincerity, so that there is no adulteration of that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this whole ibadah of Hajj is a celebration of Tawheed. It's a celebration of ubudiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how is this to be done? It is to be done in the way that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khudu anni manasikakum." He said, "Take from me the manasik of Hajj." Why do we wear the ihram? It's a symbol of the equality of the ummah. It's a symbol of removing all our accoutrements and all our frills and coming down to the basics before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A dress which embodies a mad love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But why do we do that? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered it. Why do we do it at the miqat? Who said the miqat? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the miqat. Why do we do tawaf first and sa'i later, not sa'i first and tawaf later? Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam decreed. Why do you do seven and seven of these? Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam decreed. Why do you pray two rakat after tawaf and not two rakat at the end of the whole thing? Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam decreed. Why do you go to Mina and from there to Arafah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Hajj of Baytullah? Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam decreed. Why do you stand in Arafah and why do you accept the fact that Arafah is Hajj? The one who did not stand in Arafat has not done Hajj. Who said this? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then when we come back from there, the udhiya, the sacrifice, the shaving of the head, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the person who shaves his head, all of this. Why do we do that? Because Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it. And what is the result of that? The result of that is قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحُبِّبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Allah said, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who claim to love Allah, make my ittiba, emulate me, imitate me, do what I do, say what I say, walk like I walk, talk like I talk, just do it. And what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins. And he is the Ghafur Rahim. He is the one who is the most forgiving and the most merciful. My brothers and sisters, I ask you, reflect on this. What is the reward of an accepted Hajj? The forgiveness of sins. Hajj is the mizdaq of the ayah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحِبِّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. The one who imitates and emulates Muhammad Rasulullah in Hajj, Allah forgives all his sins as he promised in this ayah. Message for us, it is not restricted only to this. The emulation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ittiba of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is for the whole of our life. So as we finish our Hajj and we come, and those of us who have not been for Hajj, may Allah grant us the opportunity to do that. Those of us who have been there before, may Allah grant us the opportunity to go again and again. For us, the message is the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout. Why do you wear the ihram? You don't wear the ihram because it is comfortable, because it is not comfortable. You don't wear the ihram because it looks good, because it does not look good. You don't wear the ihram because it's an easy dress to manage. It is not an easy dress to manage. You wear it only and only because Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told you to wear it. Why do you not shave your face during Hajj? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told you not to shave, but he told you not to shave in your whole life, not only in Hajj. So how do you finish Hajj and then shave your face? My brothers and sisters, stop fooling yourself. Stop fooling yourself. The wages of sin are Jahannam. The wages of piety is Jannah. You cannot substitute these two. And the wages of ittiba of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the forgiveness of all sins. Ask yourself, do you want to enter your qabr in the same way that you came out of the womb of your mother? Sinless, pure and sinless. And if the answer is yes, then insha'Allah al-musta'an, the answer is yes, then obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hajj, therefore, my brothers and sisters, is the embodiment of La ilaha illallah, the tawheed of Allah, and Muhammadur Rasulullah, the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand the meaning of Hajj and to understand the benefit of it and to do it as much as we can, whenever we can. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to make this possible for us, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.